Sunday morning on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, David Grossman is my name. Now, if you're a baseball fan, you've noticed the hype and the increased number of Canadians who are playing the game and making it to the professional ranks. People like Toronto's Joey Votto with Cincinnati, Yankees' Russell Martin, George Kotaras with Milwaukee, he was on this show, Blue Jays' Brett Laurie, and the list just goes on, and it's growing as well. Well, not many people know that of all sports, it's baseball and not basketball or football or hockey that has sent the most Canucks on scholarships to U.S. schools. Says something, doesn't it? Max Tissenbaum is an infielder. He played baseball in this city in high school, also at the club level, and he was signed by the San Diego Padres, and he's now playing for their single-A affiliate, the Emeralds in Eugene, Oregon. And we're glad he found some time to talk with us this morning just before he has to get ready for another game. Max, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well. You know, it's been a long time since we last spoke. I remember you played baseball for York Mills Collegiate. And you must have dreamed as a kid about playing as a pro. Is that right?
Yeah, always. When I was really young, I'm going to say when I was 3 or 4, my favorite movie growing up was always Back to Back about the Blue Jays World Series. So right from when I was old enough to know that that was my favorite movie, baseball was always the thing that I wanted to do. So, yeah, it's definitely been my goal since day one.
Tell us what the feeling was like, that first at-bat as a pro. I would imagine the public address announcer was right up there and he says, and now batting, Max Tissenbaum. What was that like?
Well, actually, I made my professional debut in rookie ball in Arizona. What ended up happening was I stayed there for 3 weeks practicing with their team, and then I was given 2 at-bats to get me ready for coming up to Eugene. So there was no PA announcer. It was kind of almost like a high school game again. But it was still pretty cool. Like, we wear the Padres spring training uniform, and so walking up to the plate in that and looking out at a pitcher in a Chicago Cubs uniform was pretty cool too.
Your decision to put school on hold for now, is that a tough choice?
Yeah, it was more difficult after I realized that it was sort of over. When I was in negotiations with the Padres, which didn't really take very long, they made me an offer that showed that they were committed to me as a player and as a person. And so I was very excited to sign and get out and start playing. But as I was sort of leaving campus for the last time, it kind of hit me that I'm not going to be back to a place that's been very special to me for the last 3 years.
Joining us on Sunday morning on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, thrilled to have with us Toronto's Max Tissenbaum. You were picked by San Diego. It was the 11th round, 345th overall of this year's Major League Baseball draft, or what I call the pick and choose, or whatever else other people call it. You put your name on a $100,000 signing bonus. Was it the scouts who saw you, Max, at Stony Brook University, or how did Major League Baseball get married to Max Tissenbaum?
I think it has a lot to do with our program at school. We had 7 guys go up and play in the Cape Cod League last summer, and that's one of the best college summer leagues that there is. So all of us got a lot of professional exposure up there. Coming back to school, we had scouts at all of our practices and all of our games. And throughout the year, there was 7 or 8 of us that were in and out of meetings with, I'm going to say, probably 20 different pro teams, just talking about the drafting process and their organization and what they liked and disliked about our game. So the whole year, it was kind of just scouts from all the teams in and out of our school.
Your advice to Canadian kids wanting to pursue a career in baseball, what would you tell them?
Don't let anything stop you. People can use the weather as an excuse. People can use coaches and scouts telling you you're not big enough, strong enough, fast enough as an excuse. Don't let anything stop you. If what you truly want to do is play professional baseball, or even anything for that matter, if you pursue it with enough of a passion and never let it sort of come out of focus, you'll be able to achieve it, because all that it takes is thousands of hours of dedicated hard work.
Growing up in Toronto, how hard was it for you to stay focused on wanting to play this game as a pro, and yet I'm sure hearing in the background some chatter from others that, either your chances were slim or you may not be good enough or just something else that was negative. How hard was it for you to zero in on, you know what, damn it, I'm going for this?
There were times when it got really frustrating. In high school, I'm looking at the rosters on all of the Team Canada trips, and sometimes I'm kind of looking at it and saying, man, I really think I could play with a lot of these guys. But again, that's where the hard work really kicks in, because at that point, you're faced with either back down from the challenge and sort of forget about it, or really step up and put some extra work in and grind out those weeks, those months when you feel like you have an opportunity.
What have you learned the most about playing pro, or since you started to play pro? What was the number one thing that Max Tissenbaum really grew up learning the most?
Well, it's a lot different than what everybody thinks and dreams about. You always think and dream about the glamorous part, which is the major leagues. And to get out here, you realize right away that it's a job. And it's a lot of hours of hard work every single day. And it's not just show up and play a ball game. Our schedule out here, actually today we're going out. We have an 11 o'clock in the morning workout. Then we have early batting practice at 2:30, early defense work at 3:00. And then our regular stretch and batting practice at 4:00 before a 7 o'clock game. So it really is a long day. It's a lot of hard work, and it's not just sort of the pretty stuff that everybody sees on TV.
Outside of being drafted, what's been the biggest baseball accomplishment for Max Tissenbaum?
This year at school, going to the College World Series. I don't think that there can be very many things that can top that. It was the most exciting 3 weeks of baseball I've ever been a part of.
How do you build confidence in the mind of yourself? What is it you do?
I think it's just kind of relying on your preparation and relying on experience. Baseball is a game of failure. If you haven't gone 0-for-30, you haven't played long enough. It's something that I've heard from a lot of coaches. And when you're in those kind of times, or when you're sort of getting down, teams losing, it's very important to kind of go back and just sort of think about what got me here. And I know the hours that I put in with coaches, the hours I put in with my mom, my dad, my sister, just practicing on my own. It's comforting to know that I've done all the prep work. And so I can kind of fall back on that and say, it's all right, I'm going to be fine.
Here's what one person has to say about Max Tissenbaum. And I'm quoting this: a second baseman with a defense second to none, a contact hitter with a high average, and reminds fans of a Derek Jeter with a Canadian flair. How do you reply to that?
Derek Jeter's always been one of my favorite players, so to be compared to him in any way is a tremendous honor, considering he's probably no doubt a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I think in terms of the scouting report on me, it's pretty accurate. My 3 years at school, our assistant coach, Joe Panucci, spent hours drilling us on defense, and our team was one of the best in college baseball with that. So I take pride in my defense, and I hate striking out. So it seemed to keep my batting average up, and I think that's why a lot of people say I'm a contact hitter.